6:06, Ingram City Council, March 17th, 2025. Roll call. Rocky.
Here.
David.
Here.
Robert.
Here.
Ray. Is not here. He is fishing. City staff, Chief of Police, Mr. Malik, Ingram PD, Jacqueline is not here. Code Enforcement, Stewart. And City Secretary, Ms. Brand. All right, announcements of community interest. Eggapalooza is scheduled for April 18th through April 20th at the City West Festival Grounds at 3139 Junction Highway. Flyers are available for those who are interested in attending. Easter Fest at Flat Rock Park on April 19th to include chili cook-off and car show. Visitors and citizens forum? We have none. Consent agenda. All items listed below within the consent agenda are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of items unless the mayor or council member so request, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence. Possible action to approve election workers to be appointed for the May 3rd, 2025 election. And that is... And possible action to approve minutes from the City of Ingram regular meeting held on January 27th, 2025. No, just one at a time. Where's the list? People? There you go. Y'all got this list of workers? The election workers? Okay, we need to make a motion to vote on. Yes.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Huh. Okay. And possible action to approve minutes from Ingram City Council regular meeting held on January
27th, 2025. Yeah, I'll
second. All in favor?
Aye.
Possible action to approve minutes from Ingram City Council special meeting held on February 28th, 2025. All in favor? Possible action to approve minutes from Ingram City Council regular meeting held on February 17th, 2025. Second. All in favor? All right. Consideration and possible action. Consideration and possible action on a request from Marvin Wilson for financial support in ongoing efforts to promote tourism and economic growth. He has gonna put this on the Easter deal, the 18th or the 20th, and he's asking for hotel motel tax because he's advertising on the radio, and it's $715 for the advertisement on the radio to promote Ingram. Yes. We'll put our support behind him, and we won't do our Easter egg hunt. We'll help him.
All for it.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
So.
Yeah, for 700 and...
$750. $715.
Is that right? $715.
Hotel motel.
Advertisement.
Okay.
All in favor?
Okay.
Consideration and possible action on proposed designation of exempt versus non-exempt city employees' positions. You want to explain that?
So each position, there's different criteria for each position, starting with how much a person makes, and then what their job duties are. And I analyzed everybody's jobs, job duties. Chief Malik helped me get theirs. And on the City Hall side, the secretary position does fall under the exempt. On the PD side, the chief position, which we had already talked about, and then the administrator position also falls under that. But the other ones for the lieutenant and the sergeant and the patrol at this time does not. They're non-exempt. So it's just the three exempt would be the city secretary, the chief, and the administrator are the positions that fall under those criteria.
I
So there's actually a city ordinance that details their version of the sick leave policy. So in order to make any changes to it in the handbook, we'd have to repeal that ordinance.
New address display boards, with requirements in accordance with 911 address standards. We've talked about it several times about everybody needs their 911 sign. So, how much are they?
$10.
So.
We've got a plan.
Well, tell us about it.
I told you about it, listen to me.
So, Laura and I have been discussing it. What we thought we would do, and I've talked to Nico with the 911 board, somebody I've known a long time. They don't want to get inundated with 500 signs they need to make all of a sudden. So what we thought we would do is the city would make an ordinance, and I don't know what the time frame would be, but you would give everybody in the city 30 days, 60 days, 90 days to comply with the ordinance. At the end of that hard date, Laura would print up, say, phase one sewer area. And then I would go through each address, and if they had a 911 sign, I'd mark them off the list. If they didn't, we'd order a sign for them from the 911 board. We would pay for the 911 board, and then we would add that $10 to their wastewater bill. And then once, do what? Absolutely. This county of Midland has done it, did it 2 years ago. So, and I might be able to get the businesses around here to do some, maybe some. Well, yeah, I mean, guys, yeah. So, yeah, I think it's real important, and I don't know that anybody else in the county does it. It would make us look like we're kind of ahead of the game for a change. But we do it a section at a time, so it's orderly, and we don't overload ourselves, we don't overload the 911 board. And anybody that couldn't put up their own sign, I'm sure that I could get some screws from Moores and help them out. So I just think it's important. I drive around here all day long.
I think it's very important for late at night, but they need help or have us
keep. Absolutely. And so I think it'd be good for the city to require that.
Before we start charging anybody, I just want to make sure that it's legal.
I'll confer with Ruben on that, and I'll give all the paperwork that I have from Midland County. Actually, the 9/11 board supplied me with all the ordinances that Midland County did so that we would have that to stand on. So I can send that to Ruben and get a yay or a nay. Yeah, I think it'd be awesome. So I'll put it to Ruben and see what he says. Like I said, I have a whole ordinance from Midland County. Right. Right. I mean, we're going to have a few people that are going to be indigent, but I think we can maybe get a business to pick up a few signs or. So, all right. So I'll get with Ruben and we'll get a yay or a nay on that.
Well, let's go ahead.
Well, you could couldn't you pass it contingent approval of the city attorney? The last chief we had, he accused me of talking too much, but that just means I'm working too hard. Couple things, the house on Old Ingram Loop that burned down, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, Mr. Crenshaw's place, it formally has changed hands, and I've been assured that's going to get dozed down real quick. So that'll be good for us. Everything's going good in code enforcement. Everybody's doing all right. I've been kicking around the idea of doing a spring clean, but things are looking really good. I'm not sure, you know, right now that that's something we want to do. Yeah, we've got the old Payne residence that they're going to completely demolish. I really think that once the new street goes in, we'll see people take a little bit more pride in. Yes, yes, and that's another thing. Last year, y'all re-approved all those ordinances that we, for some reason, got lost. And Kelly never got them uploaded to E-Code 360. So I'm thinking, and I'll have to find out with Brian and Chief, I'm thinking since they're legal, their ordinances, that maybe Jackie will have to do them. On the PD side, we'll just have to get them uploaded. So we kind of have some enforcement issues until they're actually uploaded. Like the parking is one of them. So those need... Yeah. They do. Yeah. So, but once we get those up, I'll feel a little bit better. Also, I have one... piece of business. I've had Tim Jones, they would like to build a residence on Dowdy and Ingram Loop, that corner lot. First they wanted to put two separate residences on it, but we have a 10,000 square foot rule, and I said absolutely not. So they did compromise, and instead of a two separate residences, it's one residence, which fits the bill. It's a duplex. So that fits our ordinances. Well, the only issue we have is that we put the 20 feet in the front of each property, and then if it was on a corner, we went from 10 to 20 feet. They've got 15-6, but they have off-street parking. They have a garage that's inset. That's the only place, the only thing that I see that doesn't fit the bill, and I would recommend just, because they do have this, I have a blueprint. It's 15-6 in, and then there's a garage. So they're off the street plenty, and I think it'd be kind of... Yeah, and I asked them if they could move it over like 3 feet, but then they pointed out that they get into the replatting and all that crap. So, but I think it's going to be nice.
How many cars can they park in every
2? 2 in the one unit. Two in the one unit from off Dowdy, and 2 off the Ingram Loop is going to be a garage off Ingram Loop for a two-car garage.
They don't have enough parking for the duplex.
Yeah.
So they still got people over there parking.
Agreed.
Off the stop sign. And
yes, sir. They would like approval to get started on that building.
Well, just from what I've seen, I think they didn't move the building. So.
Okay. Maybe you guys want to take a look at and get back with me on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just recently had a lady on 4th Street that wanted to put 2 tiny homes in front of her house, and I was like, no, it's a hard no. We're not going to do it. So, anyways, that's all I've got. Guys at PD have been backing me up. So, no problem.
Thanks, sir.